Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Evare Chatas. If you have the limbs of a Karban Chatas, which is normally eaten by the Kohanim, Shenis Arvu Beivare Oila, that got mixed up with limbs of a Karban Oila, which are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. What do we do with this mixture? Rebbe Eliezer says, Yitein Lamalan. What should be done is that the entire mixture should be placed upon the Mizbeach and burned. Now, the problem with doing this is that it's not permitted to burn the limbs of a Karban Chatas. So he resolves this by saying, when I think about putting the whole mixture on the Mizbeach, my kavana is really only to put the limbs of the Ola on the Mizbeach. Being that there are limbs of a chatas mixed in, I'll have intention that they should be used as firewood, because the prohibition of putting limbs of a chatas on the Mizbeach is only if you intend to serve it to Hashem, but if you intend to just burn it like wood, Rebbe Eliezer takes the position that that's not included in the Isser. However, the Chachamim say, to Ubar Tzurasan, you have to take the entire mixture, the Ola and the Chatas, and wait until the day passes so that it becomes pasul with a psul of noisar, v'yetze lebeis hasreifa, and then take the entire mixture of limbs and put it on the beis hadeshen, which was in the azara, which we know was on the southeastern end of the mizbeach. And the reason is because he holds that having the kavana to put the evarim of the chatas on the mizbeach, that it should be firewood, that does not resolve the issue. Therefore, we have no option other than to have them become pasul and be put in the beis hasreifa. Mishnah Hey, evarin be'evari bali mumin. If limbs of a karban got mixed in with limbs of a animal which is a bal mum, Rabbi Eliezer says, in karev rish echad mehem, yikarvu kol harashim. Let's say it was the heads of the animals that got mixed up. So if one head was brought on the mizbeach, then you can bring the rest of the heads. And the reason is because we can assume that the one that was put was probably the one that was aser, that was a bal mum. We're tole that is the one that it was, and therefore we may continue bringing the rest. Kar'oi shel echad mehem, if the front legs of one of them was brought, yikarvu kol akra'ayim, then you can bring all the other front legs. Again, the same principle of talia, that we assume that the ones that were brought already were the ones that were pasul. But the Chachamim say, afilu karvu kulam, even if all of the limbs were already brought, chutz me'echad mehem, and there's only one left, yetze lebeis hasreifa, it has to be burned, meaning that we don't say talia. The reason why we don't say tliya is because since limbs of an animal are a very large thing, the Yochanan Boaz explains, it's not batal berov because it's a davar shebeminyan. And a davar shebeminyan, something which is normally counted by number as opposed to by weight, that is not batal even in 60.